Welcome today to our interview series with Outstanding Professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting an exclusive interview with Dharmesh Mehta, top global cool tech authority and senior director, Microsoft Corp. Dharmesh, you have this incredible background with many successes. So thank you for sharing your considerable expertise and deep insights with our audience.
Thank you, Stephen, for having me today.
So Dharmesh, you know, you're sort of at the root of all things that are great in life, I think. So how are the current five technologies impacting our lives?
Yeah, I mean, I guess when I'm looking, you know, across the board at big technologies impacting our lives, and particularly kind of in consumer tech space, I think there's a couple things that are pretty big and pretty exciting. I think, you know, on one hand, you just have a massive expansion in kind of the devices and the power of those devices that people are getting in their hands, that they're putting in their pockets, that they're carrying around with them. From phones to tablets to PCs. Secondly, I think, you know, and kind of core to a lot of what I spend time on is how those devices are increasingly powered by the cloud. I mean, in many ways, there is more and more power, more and more of your files, more and more of your people all up connected and sitting in the cloud as opposed to, you know, just on those devices. And then I think you take all of those and you combine it with the way you look at, you know, natural interaction and touch and voice. And I think there's just a very exciting set of things across all of those that's coming together, over the last year and will continue for the next few.
Now, what are some emerging trends that will surprise us?
I mean, I think even if I just pick on that second one around kind of cloud, and if I look at cloud storage, I think one of the things that's interesting is when you talk about, you know, things like email or your address book or your social updates up in places like Facebook, no one's surprised that a lot of that's up in the cloud. But when you look at, like, the files on your PC or on your tablet or on your phone, I think a thing that's going to surprise us pretty soon is I think we're near a tipping point where people are going to actually have more of their files in the cloud. And so not just your photos, but your documents and your budget, your tax records, like everything. And I think you'll just increasingly have more stuff in the cloud as opposed to on your devices. And I think we're at an interesting tipping point there.
So what market segments are you supporting in 2013, and why are they important?
Yeah, so I think, you know, when we think about email and kind of what we're trying to do with Outlook, and giving people really a modern email experience, and SkyDrive on the side of giving people great cloud storage for individuals, I think with both of those, you know, there's a couple things that are pretty important to us. In one sense, they're really services that are being designed to scale to billions of users. And so that really does mean everyone in some sense who's an individual, whether that's at home, whether it's at work, whether it's at school, but making great services that will work for you across all of those places. And then I think, you know, secondly, we think a lot about how does that work, you know, of course, on the web. How does that work? And then on your devices, whether that's on your phone or on your tablet or on your PC, your desktop, and wherever that happens to be. But it needs to work great in both. And then the other segments that become important, I think, for us particularly are how are we not just making services that are great for everyone, but, you know, really great for enthusiasts and power users. And so those are some of the, you know, bells and whistles and customizations and giving you more power for the folks that want those. And to still make that very powerful but very simple to do. And so I think it's that nuance, you know, it's in some sense designing these services to scale to the billion and reach everyone, and then also be very powerful for the enthusiasts that want those power user features.
So can you profile the benefits of key technology solutions you are supporting and how they're differentiated? Like, how are they different?
Yeah, I mean, so let me start with SkyDrive. And when I think about SkyDrive, it's, you know, at its core, there's three big things I talk about. One is, you know, there's a key benefit about just really having all your files anywhere you want. So, you know, whether I'm sitting, you know, in my office and I'm on my PC, or I'm out, you know, at the grocery store and I'm on my phone, or I'm traveling to my parents' house, or I'm in some remote destination on vacation and using an iCafe, I've always got access to all my files. So that is just super powerful, you know, versus having to always carry something around or have a thumb drive in your pocket or something like that. So all your files anywhere. The second thing I think about is how we build that into devices very, very deeply. And so I think people are pretty excited as they start using Windows 8 and SkyDrive and seeing how just the entire PC experience is connected to SkyDrive. So it's just as easy to open, close, save, edit a file that's sitting on your local hard drive as one that's sitting up in SkyDrive. And so I think there's some pretty powerful things you can do there as you start to connect things like SkyDrive into a device. And then last, I'd talk about how SkyDrive is going to connect into all your apps. And so, you know, in particular, I could talk about what's coming with the new Office, where the default place to put all your files is in SkyDrive. And the thing that lets you do is, you know, first, you've got access to it from anywhere. So I can start working on something at home. I don't need to email the file back and forth or carry it on a USB drive, but I can pick up right where I was when I'm, you know, at my buddy's place or I'm at work. And then it's not just me, but I can share that document with others, and we can be working on it together using the full power of Office. But because the file's up in SkyDrive, we can collaborate on it. And you know, I picked an example with Office, but you could say the same thing with other apps. So it's any app, and when that file's up in SkyDrive, because it's in the cloud, it instantly means you can be sharing that file with others. You can, you know, be watching a movie in one place, pause it, and then pick it up somewhere else and just continue right where you were on another device in another place. And there's just a whole set of app scenarios that I think will unlock once the, you know, back end, the storage, the settings, and all of that are in the cloud instead of just on a single device. And so that's some of the big things I talk about with SkyDrive, kind of, you know, any file, anywhere, really deeply baked into your devices and unlocking a whole new set of app experiences. On the Outlook side, I think there's, you know, in many senses, if I look at where email's been, email, you know, by and large hasn't changed dramatically in the last, you know, 8 years or so. It's kind of become, you know, it's an inbox. It's a place you reply, forward, you file some things away. It's a little bit smarter about finding the right messages. And so with the new Outlook that we launched, it was very important for us to look at how do we go make email relevant to what people are doing today. And there's a couple things that were very core that we're pretty excited about in the new Outlook. First, I just talk about, you know, very clean and intuitive design. You know, get all the junk out of the way, make it really easy to do my most common tasks, make the experience really about email. You know, don't junk it up with a bunch of extraneous things that I don't care about. Make it about what I'm trying to get done. So really clean and intuitive. Second, was how we made it connected. Your email is a place you want to do email, but there are ways we can make email better by connecting it to the, you know, connecting it to Facebook, connecting it to LinkedIn, connecting it to Office, connecting it to SkyDrive. And so the thing I think about there is, you know, I don't need another social network. Facebook does a pretty great job at being a good social network. But Facebook's also got a lot of my contact information. It's got a lot of pictures for the people I care about. It's got, you know, email addresses. It's got phone numbers. It's got information about people I care about. And so when I take my email and I connect it to Facebook, all of a sudden my email address book lights up with photos of my, you know, the people that are in my contact list, with their information, with their names. And so all of a sudden my email experience becomes better. And so, you know, that's one example of Facebook, but, you know, you could do the same thing with Twitter or other things that we're connecting in to your email to make it better. So clean and intuitive, connected. The third thing I talk about with Outlook is really how we made it much more powerful. So you look at what people are doing in email today. Email today isn't like what it was, you know, even 5-7 years ago. Over 50% of the email in people's inboxes is actually newsletters. It's daily deals. It's the bank statement. It's things that are kind of commercial mail that maybe you signed up for. You're not really sure if you, you know, checked some opt-in box and didn't realize it. Some people want those. Some people don't. They're not really spam. But they're a thing we often call gray mail. And so that's 50% of the inbox. And so how do we do a great job letting people, you know, quickly unsubscribe to things, have smart rules, you know, to just keep the last message from a daily deal? I don't want the one from last week. And things like that to manage gray mail. But it's more than just all those newsletters. And so then you look at what people are doing in their inbox and the way they want to share photos. And you shouldn't have to send 6 messages, each with 5 attachments, because you've got a, you know, huge new DSLR that takes these, you know, 8-12 megapixel pictures. You should be able to send all the pictures you want in an email. And so we took Outlook and we connected it to SkyDrive. And so you can email anything, you know, up to gigabytes of content in a single message, because we just put that stuff up on SkyDrive and connected into your email. Same thing. People email around a ton of documents, sometimes to themselves, sometimes to others. And you don't want to have to manage, 15 versions of a PowerPoint as you're editing it. You want one version and you're both working on it together. And so we took, Outlook and we took our email and connected it to Office. And so Outlook comes with free Office web apps, PowerPoint, Excel, Word, OneNote built in. And so there are a whole set of things there, and then a bunch of power user features to, customize the actions you want to be the default actions, nested folders, a whole bunch of things that, again, how do you make email really powerful? And then the last thing I talk about with email is just we think email is personal. It's yours, and you should be kind of in control of it, and you should be able to decide who is access, who do you send things to, and who gets to see your email. And so a very important thing for us with Outlook was also how we made it private. And so the contents of your email, the contents of your attachment, aren't something we ever read and sell off to advertisers. And we think that's pretty important for your email. And so that's kind of Outlook. So clean, intuitive, it's connected, it's very smart and powerful. And then lastly, it respects and it prioritizes your privacy. So that's a bit about SkyDrive and Outlook and, some of the exciting things I see across those two.
So how do you see yourself and these products compare against the competitors? There's a lot of value being delivered. So you do see the market just exploding with these products and services?
Yeah, I mean, the thing, so let me talk about each one individually. If I look at SkyDrive, SkyDrive's on a tear just in terms of growth. And that whole space in terms of how people are trying to do cloud storage and connect it, across all your devices or natively and deeply into certain devices or connect it to your apps. It's a very evolving and very exciting space that, overall is growing quite fast, and SkyDrive even more so. I think the thing that's interesting for us there, relative to many other options you have, in some senses, a lot of the solutions in the marketplace, are overly invested in an individual company's, own devices or own services as opposed to starting with the consumer. And what that means is, there are a lot of people out there that have a, they have a Windows PC and then they've got an Android phone or they've got an iPad and, maybe I use, Gmail for my email, but I use iTunes for my music. And so it's very common for people to have these, kind of heterogeneous environments. And with a lot of the other solutions that are on the market, companies are forcing consumers to, in some sense, play system integrator across all of these different things. And what we're finding is that's not what people want. And so very important for us with SkyDrive was how do we start with the consumer and what they want and making SkyDrive fit, the devices, the services, and the things they're doing. So it was very important for us as, we built SkyDrive. SkyDrive, of course, will work great on Windows and, of course, will great, work great with Office. But SkyDrive also works great on a Mac and on an iPad and on an Android phone. It's got very open APIs. We've recently done, attachments.me is a partner of ours that's built an add-in so that any Gmail user can store all their files up in SkyDrive. And that's very important for us. And so I think that's something that is helping SkyDrive grow and in many ways differentiates us from what some of the other offerings in the market are trying to do. And so I'm, both the space that SkyDrive's in, as well as I think the unique approach we're taking here, I think is, helping drive a lot of the SkyDrive growth we're seeing, and it's pretty exciting times there. On the Outlook side, Outlook's a product in preview, and so, there's a lot, I feel very confident about the product and making the statement that, not for every last person, but for the majority of people, Outlook's a much better product than Gmail, much better product than Hotmail, much better product than any other email out there. But it's still in preview. There's a couple things we know that since we've launched, we want to keep tuning, and we'll get a couple of those right, add a couple of things we want to add before we take it out of preview. And that's when we'll really go big with Outlook and really kind of bring it to the world rather than to a smaller set of people that are interested in the preview. And then the other thing I tell you about Outlook is, in many senses, the notion of switching email is very different from picking up a new email. And so for people picking up a new email service, I think Outlook will be great. I think you'll see us taking a ton of share there just because it'll be such an exciting new product and it'll become the default thing that people want for their email. I think there's a different story for switching, and I think what you'll see is that over time, as people start seeing what they can do with Outlook, the powerful tools they have, the way it's connected to the other things you do, and as we do more to help people switch easily, you'll similarly see growth there with people who already, have an email account they like. And it will, of course, make it really easy to come over to Outlook, you know, with any email address you have. And so if I'm, you know, if I'm dharmesh@meta.com and that's my personal custom domain, or I'm dharmesh@gmail.com or dharmesh@yahoo.com or dharmesh@hotmail.com, we'll make it so that all of those work just as well as kind of dharmesh@outlook.com, because you shouldn't have to change your email address just to use this great new product.
Wow, it's just amazing, all of the kind of value delivery to such a broad audience for basically every need. Now, looking forward then, what is new and cool and useful for, let's say, 2013 or 2014?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's a ton that will come. I think some of the big things that people will start to see around, you know, the end of 2012 and will get much bigger as, you know, it goes broader in 2013. Is what it really means when, you know, two of the biggest things people use, that over a billion people use Windows and over a billion people use Office. And as people start to move to Windows 8 and the new version of Office, they're going to experience, you know, what does it mean to take an entire device and the entire device experience, really reimagine that, including how it connects to the cloud. What does it mean to take Office and a great productivity experience that lets you do amazing things, and instead of that being PC first, it being cloud first. And I think those in 2013 will start to become very fundamental, you know, shifts in people's minds. And Outlook and SkyDrive play a strong role there, where, you know, all of a sudden you just expect to be able to connect to a device and see all your people and be able to connect with them, whether you want to send them a long email or a short quick message or start a Skype call. You should be able to have all of your files on any of those devices and to be able to, you know, pick up and start writing a document in one place, get onto another device, continue right, you know, where you were at, and share it with someone and let a second, third, fourth, fifth person get in and work on that together. And that those things are just seamless into these very, very powerful things that people already love. I mean, so you don't have to go to some lightweight editing program just to be able to work with someone else. You get the full power of Office. And so I think those will be pretty exciting, and I think you'll see us not just, you know, take existing metaphors that, you know, exist on a hard drive in your device and, you know, transform them to cloud, but it just unlocks new scenarios that weren't possible before. So I think it'll be pretty exciting as we move into 2013 and even beyond.
Now, the reality is that we have consumers out there, but those consumers work for businesses, and they could be big enterprises, they could be small and medium-sized businesses, and so on. So how can those consumers who are also employees of companies take all of the things that you mentioned, all of those cool technology trends, and create a flexible environment that they can use at home and on the road and at work?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing you're describing is actually very core to even our product and our brand strategy. And so Outlook equals mail for Microsoft, and SkyDrive equals cloud storage for Microsoft. And if you're an individual and you want to have email that it's yours, you make all the decisions, you get to decide, you know, when to delete your account, when to create an account, who else can look at that, sure. That's your personal email. You go to Outlook.com, you sign up, you sign in, and that's great. If you're a business and you want to make an organization decision for your employees, you can get, you know, the Outlook web apps and as part of Office 365, and then the organization has the power to make the decision on group policy and IT administration and who has rights to what and SOX compliance and all of those things. But they're both Outlook. There's one that's your own and there's one that's with your work. And both of those are designed in a fashion to look and feel similar, to have a lot of the same features. Of course, there's some differences because what you do as an individual is different from what you do as a business. But very much at the core of that, and having, you know, Outlook is the brand that spans both of these and a product experience that spans both, but unique aspects because individuals and organizations do have different needs. And same thing with SkyDrive. You know, there's SkyDrive as an individual. There's SkyDrive Pro as part of the new Office. And so, you know, the same way I've got my own personal SkyDrive with all of my own files that I have all the rights to across all my devices, as part of the new Office, I can get SkyDrive Pro. And SkyDrive Pro will let me have my work documents across all my devices as well as synced up to the cloud and connected into all the work things I want to do. And the work version, of course, you know, has all the right group policy and IT administrative rights and all those things that an organization would want. And different people are going to choose, you know, hey, do I operate more like an individual, more like an organization, or do I have both? Because like you said, many people who are an individual in their everyday life also have a job where they're part of an organization. And so I actually think it's pretty powerful here what we're doing with both Outlook and SkyDrive. And having a single brand and a single, you know, kind of familiar user experience and set of notions and set of features that span both while, you know, making sure we're tuning both because there are different needs there.
And I guess this really ties into this whole idea of consumerization of IT and, you know, bring your own device and all these other things like social media and so on.
Absolutely. I mean, in some sense, there was bring your own device and now it's bring your own cloud.
That's a good comment. Okay, now, in your current role, and you have so many responsibilities, but you also have this remarkable career. What are your top challenges and top opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in some sense, the top challenge in the space is always the space is a very dynamic one. Every day there's something new you could be doing. There's some new opportunity, new feature, new set of customers to go after, new set of people to delight, and you know, the thing that limits you is time and people, right? We only have so many people and we only have so much time. And so the thing that's always, you know, the biggest challenge is how do you pick the right things to do? And then how quickly do you want to change your plans and be agile versus stick to things, because some things just take longer to get done right. And so I think that is one of the challenges. I think the opportunity for us and kind of unique thing we get a chance to do is both, you know, as part of Microsoft and kind of the scale of what we're trying to do. We're not some small startup that has to worry about certain things. We've got a lot of benefits as being part of Microsoft, a lot of technology and platform capabilities that we can, you know, harness and really lets us focus on, look, we're trying to build a service or set of services for a billion people and more than a billion people. And so what will it really take and how do we invest in the right way for the long term to do that? And that's a pretty exciting opportunity because it really, you know, does mean we're out there to do the right thing for the consumer, to really delight them, to not get stuck in just trying to build something around the Microsoft ecosystem, but build it around the right ecosystem for the person. And so something you've probably, you know, even seen us, you know, it has been very demonstrated through kind of the products we've been building over the last few years is our products connect to a ton of things that consumers care about and people care about that aren't products from Microsoft. It's the number of things we build that are on iOS or on Android. It's the number of things we build that are deeply, deeply connected to Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or Yahoo or other places that it's just designed around what people want. And so I think that is a unique opportunity that, you know, we are lucky to have the chance to be able to build at that scale, to take the time and investment to go design it for what people really want, rather than getting stuck around, you know, just our ecosystem.
You know, you got this interesting career, you've been on this rise through your corporation, and you're senior director now for Microsoft Corp. What's your next step?
I mean, I think my next step is, We're having a great time with Outlook and SkyDrive, and consumers are having a lot of fun. But both of those have a ton of room in front of them, in terms of how we continue to make that product better and better and get it into the hands of more and more people. And so for now, that's what I'm focused on more than anything. It's just how do we take both of those, and keep growing and growing and growing.
And I guess at the end of that journey, it'll be vice president.
I don't know. We'll see. Right now, I'm having fun doing what I'm doing.
Okay, now what specific technologies should business and IT executives be embracing today and in 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that's interesting is, you know, I spend the bulk of my time focused on services for consumers. And I think the thing I always think about is, you know, I'm also an employee of a business. And every employee of a business is also a consumer. And so I think, you know, business professionals and IT professionals who kind of look after the end users within their business, will have to keep a real eye to, hey, these people are consumers. They want to be able to get to their email, their files, their photos. I want to be able to show my coworker, you know, the pictures of my, you know, my new son, that we took last weekend and things like that. That are very natural experiences that they'll want to foster, and what is the way to do that in a way that works for the business and works for the individual. And I think that'll continue to be something that's very important, both to the end users, but also to the IT professionals in terms of how do they enable that in a way that maintains the security, integrity, privacy, the set of things that are very important for the organization. And, you know, again, like we were talking about earlier, I think there's some pretty powerful things we're doing, you know, again, because we do build for both of these environments and think about a lot of connections across.
Well, we're down to our last two questions, and this one is sort of outside of the themes that we've been talking about, and that is, you know, you're a recognized professional. You've got a great educational background. You've got a great history in corporate America, as we say, and you've got a great position within Microsoft. You know, what are your views on computing as a profession and, you know, having accountability and demonstrate professional development, adhering to a code of ethics, ensuring quality in their work, and so on? What are your feelings about all of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think computing's a very exciting industry in some sense, moving faster than pretty much anything else on the planet. At the same time, there's a ton of risk in that. And so even some of the things we were talking about earlier in terms of outlook and kind of our stance on privacy, there's a power of technology and the amount of data that's out there about people, about their personal lives. And I think it's very important, not just morally and ethically, but it's just the right thing to do in terms of giving people the choice. And letting them choose. And I think, we're at an interesting point where, you know, technology is getting to a point where it can start to do some things that are pretty creepy. And I think people are starting to notice that. And people are starting to care it. And so part of our story is like, we're not out here to build creepy products. We're out here to give you products that do the things, that make your lives better, that help you get things done. And we don't need to be creepy. To do that well. And we don't need to pry, you know, have prying eyes into all your personal data to do that well. And so there's a very firm stance, you know, we're certainly taking as a business and I take as an individual, which is I don't need to go read your personal email and read all your files and target advertisements based on those and sell those off to other people. Like, just don't think that's right. And I think that's going to matter more and more to people. And I think as someone who works in the industry, I think, you know, we have a responsibility to pay attention to that and be mindful of making sure we're on the right side of that line.
Well, it's good to hear that you're supporting this whole idea of quality assurance and public responsibility, personal accountability, and ethical conduct. I mean, it's and this whole idea of professionalism, I think it's pretty important. So now we're down to our last question. If you were conducting this interview, what questions would you have asked, and then what would be your answers?
I think, you know, sometimes a thing maybe I would have asked myself is kind of my favorite feature. And I think that, you know, for people who work in products and love technology, that's something sometimes I like to talk about and maybe would have asked myself. And so, you know, I tell you, you know, if I look at these two and kind of my favorite feature, on the SkyDrive side, my favorite feature is actually this thing we call Fetch. And what Fetch lets you do is, you know, I actually have a desktop at home that's got, you know, I'm probably a little bit on the extreme end, but it's got 2 terabytes of storage attached to it. It's got every photo, video, you know, we've ever taken of our kids' wedding, everything. I don't need to carry that stuff around at all. But because I've got SkyDrive running on that machine, I also don't need all 2 terabytes of that syncing up to the cloud. There's just no need for that. But, you know, I might be at my parents' house. They live on the other side of the country. I don't carry that 2 terabyte desktop around with me. But I realize I want to show them this video of my son that I forgot. SkyDrive does this awesome thing where I can, you know, fetch a file from that other PC. And so from SkyDrive.com, I just click into that PC. I can click right into the folder that has the video, and I can play it. And it, you know, it's going into my PC over my local ISP service back to the other side of the country. I'm in playing a video, you know, that's an HD video, amazingly. And so that's a very cool feature. It's not something you use every day, but it's been a lifesaver for moments where you realize you forgot a file, it's sitting on some other device and you don't have it with you. So that's probably my favorite feature, in SkyDrive. And then I think in Outlook, the thing that's been wonderful is just the way, you know, it, maybe a SkyDrive feature too, but it's the way Outlook and SkyDrive connect. And so it's the, you know, I'm a big photo guy, maybe probably evidenced by the amount of storage I have, and tons of photos. And I hated when I used to have to send, like, you know, wait, what's my attachment limit size? And then even if I've got a really high attachment limit size, I got to think about, wait, I'm sending these photos to my mom, and what's her email, and what's her attachment size? And it's just a pain Versus now what Outlook lets me do is just send hundreds of these photos, and it's putting them all up in SkyDrive, putting small thumbnails into the email. And so I can send as many of these as I want. My mom can see all the photos. My family can see all the photos. And you just don't have to worry about it anymore. It's kind of attached to anything you want, and it just works. So those would probably be my favorite features. And that kind of be the question I'd close on for myself.
Favorite features. Then what's your favorite new device that you're going to pick up next year?
Oh, this one's loaded. You know what it is. I'm going to get me a Microsoft Surface.
Can you get me one, too?
We'll see. We'll see.
Well, it's interesting. I was a keynote at the Economic Forum in Europe in May, and you wouldn't believe the interest in the Surface, even though it's not here yet, but just the, I mean, every educational institution in the world, every business in the world loves that additional functionality that's associated with it, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's taking, you know, it's a view on not having to compromise in between, right? Have something the size of a tablet with the power of a PC and bring it all into one, touch, keyboard, mouse, all of it. So I'm pretty excited.
I think we all are, so.
Definitely.
Okay, well, Dharmesh, again, I know your schedule is very tight, so thank you for coming in today. You have this great extensive history of many, many successes. You've shared your insights. You've dealt with all the many kind of cool things that are coming up. So thank you for that.
No, thank you, Stephen, and your listeners for having me.
I'm Stephen Abrati, and this concludes our exclusive interview with Dharmesh Mehta, top global cool technology authority and senior director, Microsoft Corp.